Well, let's get started with some of the top stories in the news. So arrangements are being made for Queen Elizabeth II's funeral, and we continue to have more and more information coming out about Queen Elizabeth and tributes and things like that. President Joe Biden will attend Queen Elizabeth's funeral. The date and details have not been set quite yet, and Vladimir Putin from Russia will not be attending her funeral. Then there are other stories going on right now. UN Security General is deeply concerned by North Korea's new law on nukes. So, yeah, I guess they got some sort of new law on nuclear weapons. And he's deeply concerned about them continually trying to ramp up things. So there's a New York governor has declared a state disaster emergency amid a circulating polio virus. Five counties have identified polio virus in wastewater. So they've declared an emergency and urging polio vaccines ASAP to make sure that gets shut down pretty quickly. The Dow closed more than 300 points higher today, snapping a three-week slide, three weeks of it going down. This week it finally has kind of bounced back just a little bit. Two January 6th rioters, including Proud Boys Hawaii leader, has pled guilty today. And past Proud Boys leaders have all pled innocent pertaining to January 6th. But the leader in Hawaii has ruled this way, too. Remember the whole leak pertaining to Roe v. Wade? Somebody leaked out the original draft, the first draft of the Roe v. Wade ruling, and that kind of created a nationwide stir. There's been an investigation into what's going on with this, who leaked it and things like that. So a report on the Supreme Court's abortion leak could come very soon, according to Justice Neil Gorsuch. He said it's hopefully coming soon, and they also said it's terribly important to identify the opinion leaker. And so, that's what's going on right there. I'll give you a couple of more top news stories going on here. But first, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Our roads are running smoothly this afternoon. Nothing to slow you down on 29 or 90. Taking a look at 9th Avenue throughout Pensacola, we are checking in clear. Nothing to really slow you down on Davis as well. See something else slowing you down? Just give me a call, 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. The Queen's Corgis. She had a couple dogs. They could go to Charles, Andrew, and Anne. So they're going to have to try and figure out what to do with the Queen's dogs now that she has she's passed away. A Nigerian man is accused of ripping off New York State in a $30 million COVID ventilator scam. Oh, boy, that's rough. California reports the second U.S. death of monkey virus infection, as that is continually still growing, still expanding and going on. Peloton is going to face federal fines now linked to its treadmill recall. Now, remember, Peloton has since ruled that they will no longer be making treadmills. They'll just put their software on existing treadmills, but they're not going to be making their own treadmills if they've had a lot of injuries and things happen like that. I don't know if you've seen this. You know, we talk about all the terrible weather going on here in the United States. Like, we got flooding in Mississippi. We got flooding going on in Missouri. We got flooding going on. And then out west, we have wildfires and we got droughts. Well, in other countries, are going through similar things. But in Pakistan, they have this lake that they could not control the flooding from this lake. And now they estimate, according to the UN, the flood losses around $30 billion in damage from that flooding over there. So it's pretty rough right there. Okay, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio. One more story for Florida. I meant to bring this one up. Florida's largest school system is blocking LGBTQ History Month declaration. They voted down trying to do any kind of, this is Miami-Dade, they rejected a proposal of an LGBTQ History Month. They said it could violate the state's Don't Say Gay Bill. I can't believe the media called it that again. Once again, it's not called the Don't Say Gay Bill, but it is called the Parents' Rights in Action Bill, Parental Rights in Action Bill, and it is about not teaching about things like that and to those under the under third grade. So very well could be in violation having something like that. And but then also, why? Like, seriously, why? Why? Just every, I gotta be recognized. I won't be recognized. Like, ugh, just doesn't. I don't, I'm just, like, it's, is that the place for school, for our education? Our education system is already struggling in so many different ways. There's like, let's just, we got to get back to some of the basics. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Coming up here next, Top Trending News with David Wayne.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Yeah, I got a text here pertaining to Miami-Dade County deciding they're going to do away with the or they did not approve the LGBTQ History Month. And I got a text here says everybody's got to be recognized except for straight white men. Yeah, no, straight white men are bad. In fact, coming up in about 8 minutes, I have a story pertaining to that. We kind of mentioned it because it was one of the top stories on foxnews.com earlier in the week. About BYU's volleyball program, and there's a new update pertaining to this. So I have some thoughts on it I want to share with you coming up in about 8 minutes.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news. This hour, Vice President Kamala Harris leading a meeting today of the National Space Council. Part of her trip to Texas, in a speech prior to the start of their meeting at the Johnson Space Center in Houston, she says that the Biden administration is committed to establishing rules for private space travel.
Because these capabilities are so new, few rules currently exist to ensure that they are conducted safely, effectively, and sustainably.
And Harris says the regulations will enable competition and make sure the U.S. remains a role model for the responsible use of space. Three teachers, Bobby, now out of the classroom. They're being charged in a testing scam. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement says the teachers, Harold Martin, Robert Harrington, and Kathleen Troutman, were apparently giving out copies of exams to students and sometimes even taking tests themselves because they were getting bonuses when students passed these tests.
Often ESE students were not even aware that they were scheduled to take the exam, but yet they passed the exam.
And more than 1,000 students now have to retake these agricultural exams after the testing organization revoked their certificates. This was all in the Pasco School District, and apparently they may have to pay back more than $500,000 in bonuses to the state and the testing company. And an Ohio family has a little bit of a story to tell today, Bobby. This family in Trenton, Ohio, up north of Cincinnati, apparently found a coyote in their bathroom this morning. Police say the coyote must have gotten into the house while the family was unloading things from their car. But police were luckily able to move that coyote unharmed. It'd be a little bit of a shock, though.
Yeah. Coyotes. You don't hear about coyotes that much, especially around. Like, where is this at?
Ohio. Trenton, Ohio.
Oh, just Ohio.
Yeah, north of Cincinnati.
I didn't know Ohio had coyote stuff. Foxes. I know there's foxes in Ohio. I didn't realize there was coyotes. Coyote seems like a Wyoming thing or Colorado, right?
Right. Like, well, I think there's coyotes everywhere.
Are there?
I think so. Pretty much, yeah.
When I was little, I saw a coyote in my neighborhood in Central Florida.
In Central Florida?
Yeah. I was walking down the street. You sure
it was
a coyote?
Was it somebody's mangy dog?
No, I swear. I swear it was.
Okay. I don't know. For some reason to me, it's like, I don't think I've ever seen a coyote except for out west. And so to me, it's just like, that's a Western thing. But then again, people are surprised we have bears here in Florida.
Too, right. You know, absolutely.
Like, bears. That's the Smoky Mountains. That's, you know, that's out west. That's up north. But we have bears here. So I'm sure that surprises people too. All right. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Our roads are checking in clear. No major slowdowns to report. We are looking good on 9 Mile Road as well as Scenic, Cervantes, and Mobile Highway. We do have some slight slowdowns on Pine Forest. That is going to be just north of the interstate, just everyday afternoon traffic. Blue Angel as well as Gulf Beach also checking in clear. See something else? Just give me a call, 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, coming up here next, I do want, there's an update on this whole BYU volleyball racist story. If you're not familiar with it, I'll give you some of the details, plus the updates next on News Radio 92.3.
Alabama, Arkansas, I do love my mom, pa, not the way that I do love you.
Well, holy moly, real life, you're the apple of my eye.
Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. All right, so if you haven't heard this story yet, basically BYU, the university, they were playing Duke in volleyball. And they're, one of the Duke players, and this was played in BYU or at BYU, whatever. And one of the players went to social media after the game and said that she was called a whole bunch of racial slurs. And oh man, it went viral. The sports stations, all the sports stuff was talking about it. People were talking about how racist BYU must be because it's mostly a white university anyway, and things. I actually was on a message board myself, and I was like, okay, I lived in Utah for a little bit. I've lived in the South most of my life, and in my personal experience, there are way more racists in backwoods Durham, North Carolina, where Duke is from, than in Utah. I just find it funny, and that they would immediately accuse them of this because it's a white university or a predominantly white university. And so I basically called out BS. I was like, I don't believe it. I've known people who've attended that university and stuff, and it's just not the character that they do. And it's a church-run school, it's a religious school, so they teach against, you know, that kind of behavior, and things like that. But sometimes you get bad apples, and so you never know. But I just seriously doubted it. Well, South Carolina came out, this is one of the top stories on FoxNews.com earlier in the week. South Carolina came out and are wanting to investigate the University of South Carolina because they canceled any future games with BYU over these allegations. And now this morning, BYU came out with a statement that they did an extensive investigation where they looked at all available video and audio recordings and took out audio from the actual match so that they could just hear the stands. And they said they removed broadcast audio to ensure the noise from the stands could be heard more clearly. They reached out to more than 50 individuals who attended the event. They talked to coaches and players and student athletes and even people in attendance. And they took video, anybody had video, and they found zero evidence of any racial slurs being shouted. And so they're saying, if there's still somebody has some sort of evidence, please send it to us because we don't want to do this. But initially, they banned the student for life who was accused of it. Now they've decided to remove that ban. Oh, right. right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up on, September 24th will be the next Florida State home game. So that week, we'll be giving away a pair of tickets, both on this show and on Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. So if you'd like a pair of tickets, just listen to Pensacola Right Now on Thursday nights and Pensacola Morning News on Friday mornings. When you hear the FSU war chant, you'll text in your name for a chance to win. So the next home game will be September 24th, so tune in that week. And speaking of Florida State, we'll give you an update on college football games here in a little bit. We were talking about a couple stories. One is Coyotes, and I was saying, did we even have Coyotes in Ohio? I didn't think Ohio had Coyotes. I thought that's like a Western thing. And then Gracie was saying she saw a coyote in Central Florida, and got a text here says that, yeah, there's coyotes in East Milton. Oh, really? Then another text here says that there was coyotes in Central Florida when they lived there as well. So yeah, I agree with you. We had coyotes in Clearwater, Florida when I lived there. And we also had them in Tennessee. I grew up in Tennessee. I don't remember ever seeing a coyote. Maybe we did. I don't know. Here's another text. We were talking about the divisiveness that happens sometimes in the country. One of the stories we're talking about in the sports world that's been going on for the past couple weeks is that a Duke volleyball player accused the BYU student section of yelling racial slurs at her during a volleyball game. And I called BS on the story. I did. I was like, I hate to call somebody a liar. I think she misheard things, or she might have made stuff up in her mind or whatever, but I'm calling BS. And now a report came out from BYU where they listened to over 50 audio and visual things covering the game, removed the broadcast audio, and in order to just hear the audience, and they talked to over 50 spectators. They talked to coaches. They talked to even the referees. Because a lot of the complaints people had goes, how could the referees not do something? How could they not kick the person out? How could the coaches not kick the person out? Well, after interviewing everybody else, including her teammates, including BYU players, nobody heard. Everybody said they didn't hear anything. So BYU came out with a report today. So we're talking about the divisiveness. And what's unfortunate about that story to me is, I don't want to call the girl a liar. Like, she didn't make it up. I'm sure she probably misheard something and thought it was a racial slur or something like that. But it weakens real racist situations. And we got a text here who just sent an image of Jussie Smollett. Yes, Jussie Smollett is the prime example of somebody who's weakening real racist situations. And it says, believe in something, even if it didn't happen. Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no. Then we go here. When we're going to start holding Joe Biden accountable for being so divisive and calling out Trump MAGA supporters extremist because he did the same thing with Kyle Rittenhouse. I do it all the time. I always start. I've been holding him to that when he was running for president. I was like, this guy's talking about he's going to be the great unifier. And I'm like, you know, he's the great hypocrite is what he is. And that's what we've seen. Here's another text. Hi, Bobby. Idea for the Queen's Corgis. The royal family should auction them off and proceeds should go to British animal shelters. Oh, I like that idea. Yeah, that's a nice one. We got coyotes here off of Massachusetts Avenue. There's another, Bobby, we have coyotes here in West Pensacola, Perdido area, and Lillian. I guess I just don't see these things. What in the world? All right. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Ross. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Our roads are looking good. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays. We do have slowdowns throughout Windhaven Beach. This is due to an accident going in the westbound direction right at Woodland Avenue. It's right in front of the Windhaven Beach Animal Hospital. We have an accident. This is already an area that's going to see slow traffic in this direction, but it's just getting a little bit heavier due to that. So keep that in mind. 98 in throughout Navarre, Tiger Point, and Gulf Breeze looking good. See something else on the roads? Just give me a call, 850-2626-111. This traffic report is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Anderson Subaru needs your car and will pay more than ever before. Anderson Subaru, your adventure begins here. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All All right, it's Pitt's Colt right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. One more text here and we'll get our sports hit. I Googled it and all 50 states except for, Hawaii have coyotes in them. Wow. I just thought that was like a Western thing. I don't know. I guess I just never seen one. But here's the one. I literally just saw a dead coyote coming down Woodbine and Pace. Okay, there we go. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty, your sports hit. Pensacola Blue Wahoos ended up winning last night against Tennessee Smokies. They're playing a doubleheader today because the Wednesday game was postponed. So right now, it's bottom of the first inning, still scoreless between Pensacola and Tennessee. They'll play the second game right after that. That game, I believe this game right now is on ESPN Pensacola, 1330 AM, 99.1 FM, but the late game is going to be on Pensacola Playlist 94.5. Then Major League Baseball going on right now. We have the Cubs beating the Giants 2-0. Miami Marlins going to be playing the Mets later tonight. Tampa Bay Rays are playing the Yankees on ESPN Plus at 6:05. Then it's Friday, so that means we have some Apple TV Plus games, and I believe this week is Atlanta against Seattle Mariners is going on there. And then Friday night football. I erroneously said they were going to be playing last night, but it's tonight. So at 6:30 on ESPN2, Louisville will be playing Central Florida. At 8 o'clock on CBS Sports Network, it'll be Boise State against New Mexico. And then I'll cover some of the other games that are going on television tomorrow. So of course we are your home for Florida State football, but Florida is playing Kentucky. So this is a matchup here where Kentucky is actually ranked 20th. Florida's ranked at 12th. So that'll be coming up tomorrow, like 6 o'clock on ESPN. And then let's see here. I just lost it. Okay, there it is. Miami's ranked 15th. They're playing Southern Miss tomorrow. And what was the other one? Oh, yeah, Florida State, I believe, is off this week because they played on Sunday. So there's that. Then in the NFL, of course, we're getting this underway now. And so with the NFL underway with week one, New Orleans Saints are playing at Atlanta. We've got the Tampa Bay Bucks playing at Dallas. That is Sunday night football on NBC. And then Jacksonville Jaguars are playing at Washington. So those are some of the local teams around here for that. Then in sports news real quick, some of the big things. One, I just talked about BYU says that there was no evidence a fan racially heckled a black female Duke volleyball player. And so they've removed the ban on that player, or I'm sorry, on that fan, I'm sorry. Quarterback Lamar Jackson and the Ravens failed to reach a deal on his contract extension. So he's going to go ahead and finish out his rookie deal, his rookie contract. Steelers are going to honor quarterback Dwayne Haskins, who died in April. They're going to have a helmet decal this season. And Major League Baseball voted to go ahead and add new rules next year, including a pitch clock and limits on infield shifts. They were going to have other things like bigger bases and stuff like that, but so far not. Let me see some of the other ones. Also, Major League Baseball is going to accept minor league players' unionization. Remember, they talked about that going on here a little bit as well. So that there was going to be this. They were interested. 55% of the players expressed interest in unionizing. So that's kind of cool there as well. So the rules taking place next year, banning defensive shifts. There's going to be a pitch clock of 15 seconds with bases empty, 20 seconds with bases on. Let's see here. They're going to have rules that limit pickoff moves and expanding the size of bases. So there you go. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. A lot of things going on in the sports world right there. A couple other stories here to share with you before we get a break. A new research from the CDC came out September 1st that explains that 55% of kids who were vaccinated And so toddlers and infants. I'm going to back up. And I hate to do the I told you so stuff. But this was so important. I got to have to. I warned. What did I say? Do not vaccinate your kids. This is a virus that mostly negatively affects older generations, those over the age of 65. And the benefits of getting vaccinated do not outweigh the negatives for those under the age of 65 for the most part. But the younger you are, the definitely more evidence that is. The side effects of the vaccine for those particularly under the age of 30 is it's like, you should not get vaccinated. This is still an experimental vaccine. CDC just released a new report on September 1st that more than 55% of children ranging in ages of 6 months to 2 years had systemic reactions after the first dose of the vaccine. Almost 60% had a reaction to the second dose. They said, and then 6%, which I know that's not a lot, but still, think of it if it was your kid. 6% of parents said that their young children were unable to do normal activities after the second dose. Oh boy, it's just one of these things here. There's the health benefits of getting the COVID-19 vaccine were not necessary. We talked about under the age of 65, the mortality rate was 0.0 something. That's 0%. If you round it, it's 0%. Those over the age of 65, it's up to 6% mortality rate. But the younger you are, especially under the age of 20, it was 0.0%. No way you can round that one and even get 1%. There's no mortal risk for those under the age of 20, really. And so trying to get this vaccine and forcing this vaccine on your young children when they could have adverse reactions, why would you do that? And sure enough, we're seeing this happening. Parents are did it anyway, and now they're finding that they harmed their own children by falling for propaganda. It's just, bothers me. Here's another story. This is conspiracy. I'm just going to tell you right now, this is conspiracy, okay? The conspiracy is... first of all, the facts are, this is the fact, then I'll show the conspiracy. The fact is, adults ages 35 to 44 died at twice the expected rate last summer, according to life insurance data. For some reason, adults ages 35 to 44 died at a faster rate than what was expected, 100% higher than expected in July, August, and September of 2021. Okay, now here's the conspiracy. It's because they got vaccinated. Okay. There, I just had to throw it out there so you know what's going around in the interwebs. But that's what's going on. So there's a fact. For some reason, 35, 44-year-olds died at a faster rate. Why? They didn't really have data on that. But the conspiracy is, it's the vaccine. All right. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up next, we've got a quick update from David Wayne in the newsroom, plus your weekend movie preview next. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. The government is telling people what to do with the vaccines. They're still pushing an annual vaccine. I know, but for kids, I just don't understand it, why they're doing it for children under the age of 5, under the age of 6. And now the CDC is even coming out and going, okay, yeah, we're seeing a lot of adverse reactions. All right, let's go to David Wayne. Oh, actually, let's do a traffic on the fives real quick.
Well, traffic's looking good. Nothing really to slow you down except Windhaven 98 is slow moving. We do have an accident in front of Windhaven Animal Hospital. That's off of Woodland Avenue. So keep that in mind. You're going to see some heavier delays than usual in the westbound direction on 98 through Windhaven Beach. See something else? Give me a call. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, David, what's going on in the news?
Well, Bobby, archaeologists in Georgia, the country, not the state, say they've found a 1.8 million year old tooth from an early species of human, and they believe it could mean that they've found one of the earliest prehistoric human settlements in the Eastern European Western Asian region. They found this tooth in a village southwest of the Georgian capital near another town where apparently they've also found skulls that are about the same age back in the 90s and early 2000s.
All right. Thank you very much. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620.
Now,
it's time for
a weekend movie.
All right, weekend movie preview. There's one movie in the theaters today, and that movie is, well, there's actually a couple of them, but the big one is called Medieval. It's rated R, stars Ben Foster. It's the story of a 15th century Czech icon and warlord, Jan Žižka, who defeated armies in the Teutonic Order and the Holy Roman Empire. So it's one of these battle movies from the 15th century. It actually looks pretty good, checking out the trailers of it. So just tomorrow, on Saturday, is the Sanger Summer Movie Series, and you've got the Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets. That movie's going to be $5 for entry if you want to attend. Then on DVD or digital download, Minions, The Rise of Gru comes out today, or came out this week, and Mrs. Harris Goes to Paris came out on DVD and digital download as well. And, of course, there is a lot of stuff on streaming, as always. But just because of lack of time, we'll just have to kind of move on from that one here. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get today's sign of the apocalypse.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
All right. Today's sign of the apocalypse. I understand. People want to be efficient with their jobs and things like that. However, this is not good. Two fast food workers in Pennsylvania got arrested because they disabled a railroad crossing. Why would they do that? Basically they messed with the railroad crossing in order to prevent people from getting to their restaurant, so that they could have an easy shift that night. Say what? So they, I guess they put a device on the tracks that made the wooden railroad crossing arms malfunction. It ended up disabling them completely. So someone could have literally driven over the track right when a train was coming and got hit by a train. Luckily that did not happen. But they did it all just so they could have an easier shift that night. Not cool, man. Not cool. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.